Hey, guess what? You're not going to be happy with this, but guess. Nope. Mom's just told me what I'm getting for my birthday. It's costing me all of my other presents, but it's so worth it. She's getting you a chastity cage, and you have to wear it. Can you believe it? Finally. It took me so much convincing, but she finally said that she wanted to do something special for my birthday. And I linked her all the stuff about the benefits. And we had this long talk about it last night. And she just said yes. You're finally getting locked up. Yeah, I know you're not happy with this, but too bad. Tough shit. It's happening. Finally. Did you actually think that you were going to get to move out before I could convince her? Well, it's too late for that. This is gonna be so good. I can't wait to see your face when it's on. And don't think you're gonna get a release schedule either. Mom's putting me in charge of the whole thing. The releases, holding the keys for you, getting you a good cage, doing the checks and maintenance, and the hygiene breaks. I get a say on your release schedule, and I get the final say on when a release gets denied. Within reason, of course. Mom says that permanent chastity is too much, so I guess we need to let you out of it sometimes. And even I'm not that cruel. Locking you up is better anyway if I can hold orgasms over you. And best of all, I'm in charge of your punishments if you misbehave. Mom and I talked about it last night, and she said she was impressed by how much thought I put into this. So she really listened to me on a lot. And we haven't decided on anything yet, but there's lots of punishments on the table. Not just denying your releases. Let's just say that I might have to stop by a certain store at some point and pick up some paddle-shaped objects. No, this isn't going to be pleasant for you, but I'm not going to be the worst key holder ever. I partially want this for your own good. Honestly, you haven't been doing so well recently, and I want to help you correct that behavior. You're going to get rewards and punishments just like any other guy would, and Mom's only allowing this on the condition that it actually improves your behavior. I haven't really decided on what I think is a good schedule for you yet. I guess that's something that the three of us are going to have to discuss together. But I can be lenient. Maybe. If you're very good. So, you'd better behave yourself. You do not want to put a paddle in my hand. What are the changes in your behavior that I'm expecting? Well, for sure your college work has to improve. No more staying up until 2 a.m. You're going to go to bed at a reasonable time. You're actually going to do your chores. And you're going to be polite to all of my friends. And no more talking back to me. How we're going to do your releases is something that we're going to have to talk about at some point, too. I'm going to be touching you for your hygiene breaks and checks, but you can do your own releases. The books say that I'm supposed to be the one doing your releases for you. But seeing how we're related, you know, blah. And I don't want to take those away from you. Mom actually thought that I should do them, but your orgasms are supposed to be a reward for good behavior. So I've decided that you can handle those, and I'll just supervise. But that's on the condition that you're good. Otherwise, I will just have to deny you. So, do you want to know when you're booked in to go get measured for your cage? It's tomorrow. I wasn't happy getting something off the shelf for you. So we're gonna shell out a bit more for a good custom-made one. It's actually costing me my other birthday presents. But I didn't want you to have a bad one. We're going to this really nice place that has some really good reviews for the cages they make. So whatever you do wind up getting, it should be really comfortable. We're not going to half-ass this. The people there need to measure you hard and soft, though. So I suggest that you don't do anything with yourself until then. Because if you can't get hard, I'm just gonna have to put you over my knee. So can I expect your cooperation? Good. I'm going out with my friends soon, and I'll tell them the good news. I am so very happy with this. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, but I really can't wait to see a change in your behavior. This, I really am doing this to help you. And it is going to be funny. But also because I love you. Okay, I'm going to head downstairs now. I suggest that you enjoy all of your freedom and all the porn that you can get while you can. Just not too much, though.